Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, Hollywood can be a cruel, cruel place. Just talk to the guy that jumped in front of my Lime scooter the other day. But if you're going to swim with the sharks, you got to have thick skin.
Honestly, I love Hollywood. It's been nothing but kind to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Just lifts you up every day.
Yeah.
Well, Sydney Sweeney maybe can't say the same thing. And let's hope she has thick skin, because she's getting slammed by a longtime movie producer who's coming down hard on her looks and her acting talent.
Yeah, and this movie producer is a woman, so yikers island, am I right?
Yep, that's how they say it.
But Sydney's supporters are clapping back pretty hard, and now so is she.
We're always here for a clap back.
Oh, yes.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, April 18th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order. Give me that
hot sauce. Maybe we should just tell everyone we're together.
What?
It would solve that problem for me, and you clearly want Margaret. She sees her with me. She wants what she can't have.
There's no way we can convince anyone we actually like each other.
You know, I still think about that night we spent together.
Shut up.
So, Richies, that's from the trailer for last year's Anyone But You, the rom-com starring Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. Mm-hmm. Also the one that I famously said has reinvigorated the rom-com industry.
And also the movie responsible for me adding Glenn Powell to my top 10.
Yeah, this movie has carried a lot for all of us. But since appearing in Euphoria, Sydney has become one of the hottest rising stars in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And her star got a big bump thanks to Anyone But You doing big business at the box office. Mm-hmm. It raked in more than $200 million worldwide.
Yeah.
I was reading that the last time an R-rated comedy was as successful was Bridget Jones's Baby.
Oh my God.
It's like, God, that movie.
What a sad state of affairs. Like,
really,
who asked for that?
No one, not even Bridget Jones.
Get Carol on the horn about that film if you want to talk about something here.
Yeah. But while Anyone But You sold a lot of tickets, the movie did get mixed reviews, with a lot of critics not loving Sydney's performance.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like they're not the only ones who aren't loving Sydney's acting. Last week, a longtime movie producer named Carol Baum chimed in with some pretty harsh Sydney hate.
Yeah. So, Richies, in case you aren't familiar with Carol's work, and this is the first time you're also hearing about her.
Me too.
She has produced a bunch of movies, actually, including The Good Girl, which starred Jennifer Aniston, and all the Father of the Bride movies, which I do love. I do love those movies.
She also produced the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which came out before the series. I did not realize there was a movie before the series.
I didn't either. Probably for a reason.
We're coming for you, Carol.
Buckle up, Care Bear, because it's going to get hot in here. So she also produced the 1988 thriller Dead Ringers. And last Thursday, that movie was being screened at a theater in Pleasantville, New York, ironically. And Carol was there for a Q&A after the screening. So the Q&A was moderated by movie critic Janet Maslin. And during their conversation, Carol mentioned that she watched Anyone But You on a plane. And she said, there's an actress who everybody loves now, Sydney Sweeney. I don't get Sydney Sweeney. And then she brought up a conversation that she had about Sydney with her students in a film production class that she teaches at USC. She's Shaping Young Minds. And to her students, she was like, explain this girl to me. She's not pretty and she can't act. Why is she so hot?
And they're like, Professor, are you sure you're not a 14-year-old girl? Like, what are you doing here?
I mean,
what a ridiculous thing to say as an adult human being.
Yeah. Like, as a producer.
Not even the fact that she's a woman. Just like, why are you saying this about people?
And to students.
I know.
Like, it's 2024. She's living in a different
era. Who says, why is she so hot? It's like, genetics? Ever heard of them?
I think she meant, why is she so hot right now? Like, why is she
hot?
No,
I know, but I'm just like. I wanted to make my genetics joke, bro.
Oh,
come on.
I'm so sorry.
So we don't know if any of the students defended Sydney's looks or her acting, but we do know one student asked Carol, well, if you could get your movie made because Sydney was in it, would you do it? And Carol was like, yup. She said, who walks away from a green light? So Carol is a true Hollywood
hypocrite.
Person.
Also, good on that student. That's like a great question for that student to ask.
Well, it's like, who's going to say no? Oh, I don't want my movie made because somebody I'm jealous of is in it?
Yeah.
If that was the way the world worked, I would never get movies made. I'm jealous of everyone.
Oh, I thought you meant everyone. I thought you were about to say everyone's jealous of you. So you would never be in it.
No, I should have said that. Let's go back and say I said that.
Yeah.
That's way cooler.
Yeah.
So it looks like Carol would hire Sydney if she had to, even though she doesn't think that Sydney could act. But there is at least one producer who's a huge fan of Sydney's acting chops.
Yes, Teddy Schwartzman, who is one of the producers of Sydney's latest movie, Immaculate, clapped back at Carol on Twitter. God damn it.
That just flowed out of your mouth.
It really did.
So smoothly.
Leave this in. X. Whatever we're calling it, X.
We got to give context. Nobody will know what Twitter is anymore.
You're like, what is this weird sound she's making with her mouth? Twitter. Anyway, it was on X, and he pointed out that Sydney is a 2-time Emmy nominee for her work on Euphoria, and he called her one of the most talented actresses he's worked with. And then Sydney's rep also shared a statement that said, how sad that a woman in a position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman, if that's what she's learned in her decades in the industry and feels is appropriate to teach to her students, that's shameful. To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Ms. Baum's character.
Yeah. So this whole thing, definitely not a great look for Carol.
Oh.
And she knows it. Carol is well aware now, because not long after Sydney's reps released their statement, Carol, who did not let her rep speak for her, spoke directly to TMZ with her mea culpa.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm so sorry. Can I do a takesies backsies?
And they're like,
and they were
nope.
Like, unfortunately, no, this is the internet.
Now, mind you, she had to knock on. TMZ was like busy filming everybody else. And she's like, guys, it's me. It's me. The one that made news about Sydney Sweeney. Talk to me.
It's me, Carol Baum from Father of the Bride. Remember
They're
me?
Like, who?
But yeah, yesterday Carol spoke to TMZ and she told them that she regrets ever making those comments about Sydney and that publicly taking swipes at an actor is not really her style. She also said that there's been a lot of blowback and that she's been getting a lot of hate mail. Literal letters. Just kidding.
She says hate mail. They're probably DMs.
I know. Of course
Come
they
on.
Are.
But yeah, it's interesting that she was like, publicly taking swipes at an actor. She normally does it privately.
Yeah. She's like, I usually do it in an email to my students.
Yeah. Okay, so it looks like Carol is kicking herself for her comments about Sydney.
Uh-huh.
Brooke, what are you thinking about all this?
I mean, do I even need to say it? I feel like we've had so many shows lately about women shitting on women.
Yeah.
It's like, stop it. Like, I get it. You can think someone's not a great actor as somebody who's been in the business.
Yeah.
But the way she went about it is super weird.
Yeah.
Like, talking about her looks and to her students, it's just like, did that need to be brought into it? I think Sydney Sweeney is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, every time I see her, I'm like,
oh, here we go.
Damn. What do you mean, here we go?
Not Megan Fox again.
Okay, she's not Megan Fox.
Like, Megan Fox is the most beautiful person in the whole world.
She is. Don't even.
I have so many people to enter the chat, but we won't compare women. We won't compare women.
No, we won't. And like, I just, every time I see Sydney Sweeney, and especially in Anyone But You, I was like, damn, like, she's killing it.
Yeah.
That satin dress. Oh, love it.
Oh, you in satin dresses.
I love them. But I also, like, come on. And, like, she said the movie was unwatchable, and so did that Janet Maslin character. She,
listen, Janet, sit down.
She, like, tried to defend the whole thing, and she was like, it is unwatchable. It's like, read the room, Janet.
It's weird because when I watched this film, I texted our rom-com chat with Caleb, and I was like, this is one of the best ones I've seen in a while. And I love it. And I am a rom-com critic. And no, I'm not watching rom-coms to like feel like I can cure the world. I'm watching rom-coms for the beautiful escapism that unrealistic love is.
Absolutely.
And that's what that movie gives you.
I've seen Anyone But You more than one time already.
Me too.
And it hasn't been out that long.
I saw it in theaters with my mother, who is a harsher critic than Janet could ever be. And my mom liked it. So that should tell you how good of a movie it is.
And your mom directed Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the series, not the movie.
Yeah.
So what, your mom knows a thing or two.
Well, she saw what Carol did with the movie and she was like, everything she did, I'm doing differently.
Exactly. And it was a hit.
Yeah. No, I agree. I feel like Carol needs to just, the kind of like reading how she talked, it really gives like older generation Hollywood where it's like, there was a time when talking like this was absolutely normal and no one was pushing back. And I'm glad that now we're in a generation where we're pushing back, because that's, you don't need to say it. Like, you also don't have to like her as an actor. Like, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like,
you don't need to, coming for how people look is just weird. And it just, it gives like, I'm jealous and I wish I had that. And it's like, don't do that. Don't do that.
The funniest thing about all of this to me is that the Daily Mail article like censored the word crapping.
What?
Like, it was like she shouldn't have, like, for crapping on Sydney Sweeney. And they censored it. They had, like, stars for, like, the A and the P. And I was like, why are you censoring this?
The Daily Mail.
I know.
I don't know. It's being run by a bunch of children in trench coats at this point, because there's no other explanation.
I know. I just thought that was really funny. I was like reading it. I was like, wait, what word is this? Because it can't be crapping. This isn't a bad enough word to do this with. But it was.
Well, if anyone wants to see it, I'm sure Carol has it printed out and framed in her office.
Absolutely.
Now that she made the Daily Mail.
She's a star now.
Yeah.
Finally.
And that's what she
after
wanted.
All this time.
Mission accomplished.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily. You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And don't forget, we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges. They will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million. $200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.